Blog Talk Radio.
Promised land, and we must learn to war daily to set free Christians who are called to be laborers for the Lord. It is important that we stay with one accord, united in purpose and strategy, in regards to our repentance, praise, declaration, prayer, binding, and loosing. This allows us to be a collective unit to put unprecedented pressure on the enemy that will cause breakthrough in all the areas that we are called to focus on. Tonight, I ask you to join me in prayer. I repent for my sins and I stand proxy for the sins of Christians in Elmont, Nassau County, New York, the sins that I have committed, the sins of all of the Christians and Christian leaders in this territory, the sins of Christians and Christian leaders in this generation, and the sins of Christians and Christian leaders in past generations in Elmont, Nassau County, New York. I repent and ask you, God, to forgive me, all the Christians in this territory, and I'm standing proxy for those who have oppressed others, for engaging in activities that have aided in oppressing godly dreams, visions, signs, miracles, and wonders, and laborers in Elmont, Nassau County, New York, from laboring for the Lord in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you because you are holy, you are just, you are a loving God, you are merciful and eternal. Lord, I praise you for what you have done in the House of Christ Ministries and what you are about to do. I thank you for the opportunity to come into your presence with thanksgiving and praise. Lord, thank you for strengthening my faith to stand on your promises. I thank you for every promise that is in your word. And I thank you for the manifestation of your word in my life. I thank you for the manifestation of your word in the House of Christ Ministries and our community. Father, I pray that these demonic strongholds will no longer hinder or impede the people of Elmont, the people of Nassau County, and the people of New York, especially laborers for Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for a revival in the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that multitude of laborers will be equipped and released in the harvest in Elmont, throughout Nassau County and in New York, to break shackles of the minds and hearts of Christians that hinder them from being activated as laborers. I pray, O Lord, that spiritual blinders will be removed from their eyes, and every hindrance that would stop them from serving the Lord with all their might and substance. I pray, O Lord, that multitude of people would respond to your letters or radio programs or website advertisement, including all social networks. I pray for continual growth and expansion of the House of Christ Ministries. Lord, I pray for divine direction, divine revelation, divine protection, and divine wisdom in Jesus' name. I bind and cast out the spirits of oppression off me, off my family and the House of Christ Ministries, and all Christian laborers in Elmont, throughout Nassau County and New York, and spirits that will try to press and hinder the House of Christ Ministries and the laborers in Elmont, Nassau County, New York, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I loose provision for the House of Christ Ministries to accomplish this great commission which you had set forth before us. I loose laborers from the spirit of complacency and discouragement. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen.
From the heights of the heavens,
your name be praised.
From the hearts of the people,
from the hearts of the people.
Another episode of the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. You will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.HouseofChristBibleInstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.HouseofChristBibleCollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministry, Inc., at www.RiversOfRevival.com. You can visit us at www.FoodForThePoor.org/ChristMinistries. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports Food for the Poor. We need your financial support to raise funds to assist their efforts. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us once again at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501C3. If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as you find it in your hearts to contribute to a worthy cause. of Christ Ministries, Inc. is a member of the Tony Owens Ministries, Incorporated. We are an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, which starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the old world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501C3. Dr. Oswald J. Smith once said, "Any church that is not seriously involved in helping fulfill the Great Commission has forfeited its biblical rights to exist."
My love.
continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson for tonight, the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. As I submit to you, dear Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit will intercede in my behalf, which will keep me in your will. Heavenly Father, let your Holy Spirit guide me throughout this teaching tonight. Let me decrease. As the Holy Spirit increases in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you, and I bless you, and I thank you for your son. I must have Jesus, all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for me. Tonight is the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? When we ask, who is the Holy Spirit, it speaks of a person. The first thing that you need to understand is that the Holy Spirit is a person. He is the third person of the Trinity. In equality with God the Father and God the Son, which is Jesus Christ. He is the empowering portion of the Trinity. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere at once. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, and omniscient. He knows everything. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, we see the Spirit of God moving across the face of the waters. In verse 3, we see the Trinity in action, in that God the Father spoke the Word, Jesus, who is God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, empowered the Word to bring it to pass or manifest it. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 also shows this, in that God the Father is the anointer, the one who is anointing. God the Son is the one being anointed. And God the Holy Spirit is the anointing itself. There are five symbols of the Holy Spirit. A, water, which is symbolic of God's refreshing power, life and cleansing. B, fire, is symbolic of the refining of God. Fire can burn away things that are no good. C, the dove, is a symbolic of peace, and in this case, the peace of God. D, oil, is often used for healing as well as anointing for service. E, wind. Wind is symbolic of the breath, which is pneuma, of God, and is unseen power. For example, when the wind blows, you cannot see it, but you may feel its power and see its effects. The Holy Spirit is the one in the Trinity, Godhead, that is presently here with us. When Jesus Christ left, He, the Holy Spirit, came. John chapter 16, verse 7. The work that the Holy Spirit presently does is described in John chapter 16, verses 8 through 11, and it reads, "And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin and righteousness and of judgment of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, is a further demonstration of God the Father's love to dwell in, comfort, and help his children, as well as to testify of Jesus Christ. The Greek used the word Parakletos for Holy Spirit, which means someone called alongside to help. You should hunger for more of the Holy Spirit to help you effectively do more of the work of the Lord. The Holy Spirit helps you when you pray. The Holy Spirit knows the will of God in your life and makes intercession or pleads for you, pleads to God to keep you in God's will. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Holy Spirit often prays or makes intercession through your prayer, or leading you in prayer. This includes praying in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks to you. The Holy Spirit is often speaking to us, but we are not always listening. He wants to direct us. He wants to counsel us. He wants to protect us and more. But we must be willing to hear what the Spirit is saying. Acts chapter 8, verse 29 gives us an example of this. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Also in Acts chapter 10, verse 19, which says, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. And Revelation chapter 2, verse 7 shows this fact. The Holy Spirit gives you supernatural wisdom. The Holy Spirit often gives you supernatural wisdom to speak to people's need about their circumstances on their intellectual level and understanding. Jesus Christ often spoke to the people during the days of his earthly ministry, using everyday things and terms, such as sowing, planting, and reaping, harvesting. Paul on Mars Hill is another example of supernatural wisdom. When he began to explain to them about the unknown God, Acts chapter 17, verses 16 through 34, the Holy Spirit revealed things to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 tells us that God, through the Holy Spirit, reveals things to us. It reads, but it is written, I had not seen nor hear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. The things that God reveals to us, who Christians, throughout his Spirit, the natural man cannot understand, and often thinks it is foolishness. But it is actually greater wisdom than the natural mind can grasp. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 16. For example, Noah was told to build an ark. Joseph interprets Pharaoh's dream to store up food. And Mary was told she would have a child, being still a virgin. All these things seem impossible to the natural mind, But with God, we know that nothing is impossible. Everything is impossible through God. You need to understand that when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, that He reveals truth. The Bible says that. He shall not speak of Himself. He shall glorify Jesus Christ. If you are listening to a voice that is glorifying itself, then you should know that it is not the Holy Spirit. It is not that He cannot receive the glory, because He is co-equal with God the Father and God the Son. But rather, His purpose at this time is to glorify the Son, so that people might believe in His name, Jesus Christ, and be saved. How do we get more of the Holy Spirit? We ask. We ask for it. So often, we look for some kind of mystical way or super hard way to receive something from God, when we should just ask Him. Luke chapter 11, verse 13 says, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" Beloved, grieving the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 speaks of grieving the Holy Spirit, which is actually hurting the Spirit of God. "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Quenching the Spirit of God is putting out the Spirit's fire, subduing or suppressing the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 19 says, "Quench not the Holy Spirit." These scriptures show that we can grieve or quench the Holy Spirit. When we sin continually, we grieve or even quench the Holy Spirit, and He will soon leave us. The Holy Spirit will not hang around sin. He will not make you give up sin if you are not willing to do so. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman, and He won't fight with you. If you resist Him, He will gently pull back from you. Many people resist the Spirit when they are seeking the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And when they do, they have problems receiving it. The Spirit of God can come upon you and fill you. Acts chapter 2, verses 3 to 4 speaks of this. It reads, "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Acts chapter 4, verse 31 also speaks of this. It reads, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." Beloved, we can get depleted or empty and need to be refilled. You should constantly be refilling with the word of God. What happens when you become filled with the Holy Spirit? Your talking will change. Your conversation will no longer be self-centered, but rather God-centered. It will be difficult to speak poorly of others as well. You will have a new song on the inside. according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. When you are filled with the Spirit, you just begin to sing about the Lord, for the Holy Spirit presents their purpose is to glorify the Son. You will start praising God more and giving thanks in all things, every situation. You will give thanks and praise to the Lord. You will develop a servant's heart and be glad to serve. The Holy Spirit's power is most seen when we step out and do the works that we are called to do. It was not until Peter stepped out into the water that he experienced the miracle of walking on water. Sickness was not healed until the saints laid their hands on those who were sick or addressed the sickness in the same way. The Holy Spirit will move in situations and circumstances when we decide to step out and do something. He is not going to show you power for your own purposes. When you step out in God's will, the Holy Spirit will meet you there and the power necessary to accomplish the task. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, Paul was explaining that his words were backed up by the empowering of the Holy Spirit to give proof to what he was saying. Beloved, we must also have this, but it requires us to have more of the Holy Spirit. But how do we get more of the Holy Spirit? By dying the flesh and our own desires, we give the Holy Spirit more of ourselves to work with. The miracles that you may be seeking will come through death of your natural or carnal desires. When you die to these things, the Spirit of God comes in and strengthens you with power, which truly brings life. You must die to self, that much more life might come. John chapter 12, verses 23 to 26. The best way to minister or witness to someone is when you are anointed by the Holy Spirit to do so. He knows things we do not know. He can speak to the needs and issues of people. Because he is still knowing, he is all-knowing, and he knows their individual circumstances. Understanding the giving of the fivefold ministry and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The fivefold ministry are gifts given to people by Jesus Christ. And these people are given to the church according to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. The anointing to fulfill the fivefold ministry is that the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit are given by the Spirit of God. These gifts are given based on the Holy Spirit's will or as He decides. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. Some of the ways the Holy Spirit decides who and when to give what gifts might be based on some of these criteria. Many people want more than they can handle. But He, the Holy Spirit, knows how much as well as what a person can handle. I have found that people want instant qualifications for ministry, but are unwilling to truly take the time to prepare. The Holy Spirit knows if we have prepared ourselves by gaining godly character such as humility and submitting our wills to God, which better qualifies us to walk in the more demonstrative gifts. You can't desire these gifts to do what you want and make yourself a great name. The Holy Spirit knows if a person will be obedient to God with the gifts, as well as if they are mature enough to handle the gifts. He is eternal and can direct us where the need for the gift that he gives us is most useful. He knows the needs where we are in the body of Christ and where we are going. He often strategically places a person somewhere with the gifting necessary to complete his purposes in that particular place at the proper time. He knows the particular cause in a person's life and what gifts are needed to fulfill them. There are many other reasons the Spirit of God gives us certain gifts. God is looking to raise up a people that are dead to themselves, that he might bring life to, and through them, in the person of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, the Holy Spirit wants to use many of us, but we resist by being willful instead of being yielded or yielding to the Spirit. I encourage you tonight, do not resist the Holy Spirit. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the Holy Spirit. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information in tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At this time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith.
Reach out. There is room at the cross for you, my brother.
There is room.
Hallelujah.
At the cross for you.
There is room at the cross for you, my sister.
There is room at the cross for you.
Though millions have come, there is still room for more.
Though millions have come,
oh, glory to God.
There is still room for more.
There is room at the cross.
There is room at the cross for you.
Oh, Jesus is waiting for you right now.
There is room.
I'm talking to you if you're feeling discouraged. I'm talking to you if you're feeling down. I'm talking to you if you're feeling depressed and frustrated. I'm talking to you if you think there's no way out of your situation. I'm talking to you if you're sick and can't seem to get well. Oh, I'm talking to the sinner. I'm talking to the backslider. There is still room at the cross. Just one more, just one more. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
No matter what your situation is, what your circumstances are, there is room for you. So come. I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. Life has a lot of ups and downs, difficult situations to deal with. But if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you'll be able to overcome every difficulty if you will just submit to the Lord and turn away from the flesh. You will have no regrets. Beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. But the enemy is always trying to influence us. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. But sometimes we become distracted. And sometimes we have a lot of hindrance in our way. And we choose to disobey God and go our own sinful ways, resulting in separation from God. But tonight, I would like to encourage you to turn away from the sins of this world and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We have many difficulties in life. Day in, day out, there are problems, and the enemy uses the situation to distract us. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners, saved by grace, if we submit to the Lord. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Beloved, if you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, I encourage you to join me in this prayer right now, wherever you are, whatever the circumstances are. Some of you are going through difficult problems in your homes, on the jobs, in your marriage, in your relationship. But there is a God in heaven, and he knows your needs. Everything is for a season. And this is the season to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So I encourage you tonight to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from the sin of this world. And I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you, and I ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Lord, I thank you tonight and I bless you. I pray, O God, that you strengthen me to go through all life's difficulties, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. And I bless you tonight. If you have just prayed and received Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc. P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for this wondrous gift. We accept your gift to us, your Son, Jesus Christ. I do believe, O Lamb of God, I come to you. The Lord gives me strength when I am weary and when I lack might. He increases power. I wait on the Lord and renew my strength. I mount up with wings like eagles. I run and do not get tired. I walk and do not faint. I am seated with Jesus Christ in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. I have been given power to tread upon scorpions and over all the power of the enemies. Nothing shall injure me. No longer will the enemy oppress me. I am more than conqueror. That Jesus Christ has given me, I am more than conqueror through Christ. Beloved, I thank the Lord. Pass me not to a gentle spirit.
My humble cry.
Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in tonight. I pray that this teaching was a blessing to you. And I pray, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that the anointing will continue to flow and that laborers will come forth to join in this great commission. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and good night.